Atomos frappe la tête. Her name's Cara, she's Vietnamese. I don't know, you got all that crap about Nagasaki and Hiroshima from she's not even vaguely connected with that as far as I can see. Snap Lamont and the Three Crowns, pub in Acton. The Uxbridge Road was noisy and howled with a constant flow of traffic. Peeny Jack sat hunched over his John Smith's beer, staring reluctantly into the copper's face. She's planted a viral memory into me, a sequence of French comics structured round the story of a Rémi Atomos who seeks revenge for those bombings. She's a fictional character. This car-off woman must have lifted the themes and put them in me. She said I was a road. I think she's bringing in all her terror and evil through me somehow, remarked Peeny Jack quietly. How the hell's she doing that? Asked the policeman, baffled. Haven't got a clue, but there's no doubt something like that is happening. Now if all this stuff was on file, you guys must be on to her for something or other, said Peeny Jack wearily. Oh yeah, she's a felon, all right. Committed a series of particularly brutal killings in Cambodia in the 80s. Tourist hacked to death after agreeing to go to bed with her. She always hacked off their heads, scooped out their brains, left great holes in their faces, apparently nasty stuff. So what's her motivation? Fuck no, secret thoughts of madness. Psycho nutters don't need motivation that others understand. It could be deep in anywhere. Disorganized thinking, bad parenting, repressed feelings, or a weird take on animal politics. It could be any fucking thing at all, replied Lamont warily. In the comics it's zombies. What is? She sends radioactive zombies to kill people in the comics. It's what happens in the comics. So maybe she was making real zombies back there in Cambodia, suggested Peeny Jack. Don't be such a cunt, man. Zombies don't exist. They're only in stories, hissed the exasperated copper. If she can freak with my mind like she seems to be able to, then why can't she freak with dead bodies and make zombies? I know, but it doesn't seem likely. If it's mind games she's playing, maybe that's what's going on here. Think heads, man, think minds. She's freaking your head and making you think there are things like zombies and so on. It's like you were drugged or something, your mind hooked up with something twisted. So maybe she's freaked with the killers too. Maybe the twats who went on the killing sprees today were thinking the same kind of thing. Perhaps they thought they were killing zombies. That's why they both went about their jobs in the same way, slashing off heads left, right, and center independently. It's possible that they were connected by some psychotic fantasy planet there by this evil bitch, fucker, freak, suggested the Sarge. Peeny Jack nodded. She strikes at the head. We need to strike at her before something else bad happens, suggested Peeny Jack. He caught the busload of people passing by on the Uxbridge Road. Then after the bus had gone on by, he realized that they had all been screaming and waving and running like fuck on the upper deck, and something was after them. Something with a machete. Fuck, he screamed, leaping to his feet and charging out into the cold winter night. The cop jumped up too. What the hell's got into you? Screeched Lamont as he raced down the road in hot pursuit of whatever Peeny Jack was in hot pursuit of. There's a machete attacker on that bus, upper deck gas, Peeny Jack keeping up the hot pace. Shit, said the cop who redoubled his efforts. The traffic was thick as it approached the crossroad where it intersected with the North Circular. Here's our chance, panted Peeny Jack, leaping across the cold ground through the screaming traffic to crash land through the door of the red double-decker. Hauling himself up from his arse, he swung himself onto the upper deck just in the nick of time. A maniac pensioner with blue rinse, a Wolverine Mac, and sensible brogues was wielding a machete like a master. These three muscular builders in mud-splattered overalls cowered in the front seat of the bus as she approached. Hey lady, why don't you try and remember what you are? Your
French-speaking Vietnamese woman who has powers about which we can only guess at the moment. You need to revit yourself, fight it, woman. Come on, fight it. Beanie Jack advised the potential killer with intensity and desperation. Whatever had happened to the pension, you know, she wasn't here.